You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The so-called Islamic State have warned that last Friday's attack at a cafe in Bangladesh was just a glimpse of what is to come. In recent weeks, Bangladesh has experienced a rise in extremist violence, with a string of targeted killings on secular bloggers and religious minorities, with the most deadly attack taking place on July 1st, which saw 20 civilians of different nationalities murdered. However, the Bangladeshi government has discredited claims that the so-called Islamic State carried out the attacks, instead blaming homegrown local militant groups. I spoke with a spokesperson for the South Asia Team for Christian Solidarity Worldwide about the current situation in Bangladesh and what needs to be done to stop this rise in violent extremism.
In light of what's happened on 1st of July, obviously, we've spoken to partners that CSW work with in Bangladesh. People are certainly very, very fearful. They're concerned about their safety. They're concerned about going out. People that we work with have already told us, even before this attack, that they were changing their movements. They were restricting how often they go out, where they went to. So there's certainly even more of a sense since this particular attack of insecurity and instability, and certainly one of fear.
In your opinion, why do you think there has been such a rise in violent extremism, and in Bangladesh in particular?
I think in the context of Bangladesh, you also have to look back to the history and the political context. So the history of Bangladesh during the separation from West Pakistan. So after partition in 1947, Pakistan was separated into West Pakistan, which is currently Pakistan, and East Pakistan, which is Bangladesh. So after the two countries went through the War of Liberation in 1971, a lot of the blaming for what had happened was attributed to Jamaat-e Islami, and Jamaat are aligned with the opposition party, which is the BNP. I think the concern is that because Bangladesh is an Islamic country, so it's 89% of the population is Islamic, there's the feeling that the Hindus, as well as foreigners and this sort of Western agenda, is trying to dilute the type of Islamic feeling that's in the country. We've had a number of targeted killings that focused on secular bloggers, and it's now expanded towards local people, also targeting religious minorities like Hindus, Christians, as well as people that have been outspoken about fundamentalism. What we've gathered is that the current government is saying that it's actually local homegrown terrorists, and they're in complete denial that this could be linked to any terrorist group outside of Bangladesh, whether it's Al-Qaeda or ISIS, even though ISIS have actually claimed responsibility for a number of attacks, including the July 1st attack. So I think it's this sort of resurgence and probably wanting to show their might and also sort of reclaim the space for their brand of Islam. So this is probably why there's been this violent attacks in the last few weeks.
And in your opinion, what needs to be done to try and limit this violent extremism?
I think one of the first things is for the government to be more honest about who's responsible. They must have some intelligence about the people who are behind these attacks. This sort of outright denial that it's ISIS or Al-Qaeda or some external extremist groups isn't helping the situation. Awami League are using the situation to sort of extract a political advantage by actually blaming the opposition party and denying the links that there might be. I think also the government really needs to come down and condemn these attacks when they happen. That has happened, but also just follow through on their actions. Sheikh Hasina, the current Prime Minister, has said that they will not tolerate this sort of extreme violence. But what we've seen is that after the attacks, for example, on the bloggers, there was a feeling that the bloggers actually were partially responsible and brought those attacks on themselves because they had deemed to be insulting religious sentiment. So I think much more decisive action needs to follow through on the various speeches and statements that government officials are making. And I think, you know, the government and the police, they need to act in a much more clear manner to find the people who are responsible for all of these killings.
And just finally, Pope Francis offered his prayers and condolences for the families of those murdered on Friday. He's also repeatedly called for dialogue and for peaceful coexistence in countries where there is friction and where there are difficulties. Is his spiritual leadership recognised in Bangladesh?
I do think it is. As I said, the population, it's approximately 160 million people. Out of that, I think 0.5% are Christian. And I don't know how many are Catholic, but I think certainly people look towards Pope Francis for that sort of spiritual leadership. And I think if he's making that sort of statement, people will take heed of that. I know there was some thought that he may be visiting the region, but I think if he's given some spiritual advice, certainly he's very well respected, not just amongst Catholics and other Christians, but amongst other faiths. It would have some influence on how people feel. And it would be a statement of reassurance. And I think this is what we've heard from our partners, the fact that people outside of Bangladesh are concerned, whether it's us in CSW or the international media or a spiritual figurehead like Pope Francis. They need to feel that solidarity and reassurance because they're going through such a traumatic time at the moment.
That was a spokesperson for the South Asia team for Christian Solidarity Worldwide. I'm Georgia Gogarty.